What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Were you a member of Skull and Bones from college and Bush? Were you in the same secret society as Bush? Were you in Skull and Bones? Thank you for cutting my mic. Thank you. Are you going to arrest me? Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you arresting me for?
Whoa. Is anybody watching this? I'm not doing this.
I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! 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 Let me go!
Stop!
Let me go! Let me go!
Ow! Time and time again. About the new world order. And this is the best chance to begin to establish the new world order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge.
The Project for a New American Century, the think tank, with the report called Strengthening America's Defenses. This is frankly a demand for full spectrum dominance by the United States. I think the most chilling aspect of the Project for a New American Century document is this kind of transformation is a revolutionary change and is not going to come, it's not going to happen at all quickly absent a new catalyst of massive proportions, for example, a new Pearl Harbor.
And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order. I wonder what Osama bin Laden's targets are supposed to be. And if they don't, you know, if this doesn't materialize in the next 2 or 3 weeks, it will eventually materialize because they haven't succeeded in getting the guns out of the hands of the American people, nor have they succeeded in taking our freedoms away. And so I can tell you with a certainty, they must do something terrible in order to stop this backlash and regain the sympathy of the mass herds of sheeple out there.
So here they have all this massive plan waiting to go, the countries to invade. And it's almost like hoping you'd win the lotto ticket in 2001. And sure enough, the very lotto ticket comes up, an attack on the scale of Pearl Harbor occurs, and it motivates the American people behind them. That's planning. That's very good planning.
Those of you who are smart enough to know what is transpiring here know that these are historic broadcasts, and by making these broadcasts, I have sealed my fate.
And Americans are brilliant at many things, not least of which is turning lemons into lemonade. There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
The kaleidoscope has been shaken. The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
Al-Qaeda is to terror what the mafia is to crime. But its goal is not making money. Its goal is remaking the world.
Let us reorder this world around us.
Its goal is remaking the world.
Let us reorder this world around us.
Let us reorder this world around us.
I had a friend, Nick Rockefeller, okay, who was one of the Rockefeller family, and he, when I was running for governor in Nevada, he came to me, introduced himself to me through an attorney, and we became friends. We started talking about things, and he's the one who told me 11 months before 9/11 ever happened that there was going to be an event. Never told him what the event was going to be, but there was going to be an event, and out of that event, we were going to invade Afghanistan to run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We were going to invade Iraq, you know, to take over the oil fields, establish a base in the Middle East, and make it all part of the New World Order. And we'd go after Chavez in Venezuela. And sure enough, later 9/11 happened. And I remember he was telling me how how you're going to see soldiers looking in caves for people in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all these places. And there's going to be this war on terror, which is no real enemy, and the whole thing is a giant hoax, you know. But it's a way for the government to take over the American people.
He told you it was going to be a hoax.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's no question.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
Hegelian principle. When viewed objectively from a historical perspective, one can see that the events of 9/11 were the classic setup using the Hegelian principle. George Wilhelm Hegel, 1770 to 1831, was a German philosopher who is today considered one of the most influential thinkers in modern times. Hegel's articulation and teaching concerning successive phases in the consciousness and awareness of man is still part of the bedrock of philosophical teaching. Hegel is known for his theorem, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. A simplified English translation is problem, reaction, and solution. They secretly create a problem, the general population reacts with fear, and the solution is to transfer power to those who originally created the problem. It is effective and diabolical.
These terrorists kill not merely to end lives, but to disrupt and end a way of life. We're not deceived by their pretenses to piety. We have seen their kind before. They are the heirs of all the murderous ideologies of the 20th century. By sacrificing human life to serve their radical visions, by abandoning every value except the will to power, they follow in the path of fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism. And they will follow that path all the way to where it ends.